Track 40. Ready for speaking. Part 4. Further discussion.
Christina, what do you think makes a good museum?
Well, in general, I think the museums are a little boring. You only look at objects which are in, like boxes, glass boxes or cupboards. There's nothing to do. But I think if you could touch things in an exhibition or do fun things like dressing up, that would make it a more interesting, more enjoyable experience.
Uh-huh. Paolo?
I think ideas like the medieval fair are good because they help you to have a better idea of life in the past. The last year I went to a museum where people in costumes explained how different things were used. Even they cooked with some old sauce pans and things. Perhaps they weren't real, but it doesn't matter. The important is that you can imagine how people lived before.
How could the teaching of history in schools be improved?
Well, I'm not sure really. In school, we sit and listen to the teachers and write what they say. In Greece, there are so many ancient monuments that perhaps we could visit them more and not just read and write about them all the time.
What do you think, Paolo?
When I was in school, we just listened to the teachers. I think history was the worst subject for many people. I think we need better teachers who are good at making a subject more interesting for the pupils. I don't know, I think it depends on the teacher.
What was the most important moment in the history of the 20th century?
Well, I haven't really thought about it before, but perhaps it was... I think it was when the first man landed on the moon. I have seen pictures of this, and I think it must have been something quite incredible at the time. Now, traveling to space is quite normal, but that moment was very different. What do you think, Paolo?
Well, I think the landing on the moon was important, but travel in space would not be possible if we did not have computers. The invention of the computer, for me, was the most important moment. It changed the way we live.
You only say that because you like computers.
No, but everything we do needs computers nowadays. Industries, banks, companies, hospitals, everything depends on computers. And if the computers break down, then people cannot do their jobs properly. We cannot survive without computers.
Maybe, but I think there are more important things that happened in the last century. Things with people and not machines. For example, when people started to think more about the environment, the planet is in bad condition, and if organizations like Greenpeace didn't exist, then it would be much worse. Don't you agree?
Yes, you're right, but even organizations like Greenpeace need computers to do their work.
Paolo, what items from our lives today will be in the history museums of the future?
Well, in addition to computers, possibly some domestic applications, no? It doesn't matter, domestic machines that we use for cooking or other jobs, things like the cooker, the vacuum cleaner, or the iron, many of these things will be replaced by robots which do not need people to operate them.
Do you really think a robot could do all our ironing for us?
Sure. We already have robot vacuum cleaners to clean our floors, so why not robot irons?
Well, I think one thing in the museums of the future will be the money. I think the credit cards and smartphones will be the only things we use. Already, some people never pay for things with cash. In only a few years, I think they will stop making the money.
Thank you. That is the end of the test.